We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. You got to check them out at GoPSURV.com. Look at it for Penn State, Maryland this weekend. Fantastic RVs you can get for individual games. There's a free shuttle to the game, large projection TV, and free Wi-Fi in the lot. Go to GoPSURV.com for all the details, including a look at the Keystone Sports Network RV. Special RV with all kinds of benefits. GoPSURV.com. We're looking around at national college football as we're nearing the end of the regular season and the college football playoff is taking shape. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We're trying to figure things out. I want to start, Greg, with the scenario. We can go through results from this past week. That's fine. But really, just trying to figure out what the different scenarios are for the college football playoff. Number one, is the fact that Notre Dame beat Syracuse pretty handily. That's a result I didn't really see coming, a validating kind of win. And Syracuse came into that game ranked number 12 in the country. They also beat Michigan, Notre Dame did, to start the year. So their resume is pretty airtight, and they're unbeaten. So as long as they can go on the road and not trip and fall over themselves against a USC team that's kind of looking for answers, Notre Dame is in, which really throws a wrench into the format. This will be the first year that they would be in, again, assuming they take care of business this weekend.
Yeah.
So that that impacts all the other leagues. You know, somebody from a major conference, another team from a major conference is going to be out because Notre Dame is in.
Yeah. And at this point, I think Notre Dame, I was expecting them to throttle Syracuse. Now, we'll never know how that game, you know, as soon as Dungy went down, Syracuse was pretty much out of luck. I know that there's a lot of people, including Dino Babers, that like DeVito, the backup that came in, and they obviously think very highly of him, but he wasn't all that great. Now, I know he didn't have a game plan. I know he came in cold off the bench and all that, but it was still a dominating performance. The Syracuse kicks to give up field goal at the end of the game to avoid being shut out. I thought that was dumb. But, I mean, yeah, Notre Dame just looks like a team that is very, very tough. I don't think they're on Alabama's level. They might be on Clemson's level. You know, so we'll have to see how things shake out. I think if they draw number four, which if for them to be number four at this point, Michigan would pretty much have to just barely squeak by. You know, they'd have to blow out Ohio State,
right,
and Notre Dame would have to struggle at USC. And that's about the
even
only
then, okay.
Even then, it's probably
even
not.
Then Notre Dame would be unbeaten with a head to head win
that's
over Michigan.
True, right.
I don't know that there's anything Michigan can really do here if they both win. So that's part of the conversation. And what I want to go through the scenario where I guess you could maybe call it the worst case for the Big Ten. So Georgia and Alabama are playing the SEC championship game. They're both going to have one loss. Let's say Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC title game. Let's say Ohio State upsets Michigan. And so now suddenly they're 11-1. They're playing for a Big Ten title. They beat Northwestern. Would Ohio State be out or in? I think Georgia and Alabama are both in,
yep,
if that happens. Unless it's Alabama by eye test, by narrative, they are the clear-cut number one team in the country. If they trip and fall one time over against a good Georgia team, I still think they're in. So that would mean two SEC teams are in. That would mean one independent is in. And that would mean Clemson is in a league that is just not very good this year.
Right.
Not very good most years, but especially when you see Florida State, Louisville, NC State, you know, they're
Pitt,
those teams
winning the Coastal.
Yeah. When that's the scenario, I get Clemson looks the part, but you're going to have to, you know, a good Big Ten conference. Not a great year for the Big Ten, but there's a scenario here. And really where it could get interesting is what if Michigan wins out? Would they be out if Georgia is in?
That's a good question. What if Northwestern beats Michigan in the Big Ten title game?
Well,
what happens then?
Northwestern's winning a national
championship. Do you combust? Do you combust at that point?
I would, yeah. I 100% would.
No, it is a good question. I mean, I the thing with Michigan is I just feel like if they went out, they're in. I don't see any way that Georgia could jump back into the mix here. Obviously, you know, they're going to, what, close the season with Georgia Tech, and then they have Alabama in the SEC title game. So I guess if they beat Alabama, they'd at least have an argument to make. But, you know, it just I just think that Michigan would have to completely flop the next 2 weeks to not get into the playoff. So to me, Georgia's in, or Georgia's out, rather. Notre Dame, Clemson, Alabama, and Michigan are in.
So the Big Ten, you know, I'm trying to paint the most chaotic picture possible here, and I just really don't know. So if you have Michigan win out and you have Georgia upset Alabama, I'm sure that's the scenario that the committee probably doesn't want, just for the sake of having clarity here. But if Oklahoma wins out in the Big 12, you're going to have two really good teams sitting at home.
Right.
Two really good teams who in a lot of years will probably have top four resumes sitting at home. Of course, if Georgia loses to Alabama in the SEC title game, it brings some more clarity to that picture. Opens up an opportunity for, you know, a team like Oklahoma to get in. But it's going to be – I just foresee this possibility where you're going to have – a good solid six or seven teams who deserve it,
right,
and only four can go.
So I guess that I'll get back into the conversation about expansion and all that kind of stuff, which I don't know. I mean, I just think
I'm here for it, man. I want eight.
I
want eight.
I know you do. And I do think that even though I'm not really on board with eight, I do think it'll eventually go there just simply because the TV money will be too great to pass up.
And Scott Shirley came in, I guess it was last week or 2 weeks ago, just talking about, from a business standpoint, why you're not going to see this sooner, why you haven't seen it by now. The complexities of all these contracts, the tax dollar situation with all these bowl games, which a lot of them are nonprofits, right? They're listed as nonprofits.
Non-profits. So,
yeah, which is crazy.
In italics.
Yeah. They would make profits if their bowl CEOs didn't make $40 million. But neither here nor there.
You know, because the Rose Bowl sent a bowl rep to Rutgers, Maryland. You know, that would definitely have to scout that one out if you're the Rose Bowl.
Due diligence, my friend. Due diligence.
Due diligence. All right.
So, but the complexity of the TV contracts and all that stuff why that plays a part in this. So I think what you're looking at, it's inevitable to me that they're going to move to eight teams. It's just inevitable. And the more uproar and outrage you can encounter along the way, the faster that conversation is going to happen. So if this nightmare scenario, which I believe it's part of the scenario that Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports laid out a 7-point plan to try to get there faster, get playoff expansion faster. The bottom line is, it's not going to be enough for a team like UCF to be outraged every single year, because that's just the cost of doing business right now is
that change conferences if you want in UCF. There's a lot of people that are seem to be against UCF this year, and I can't figure out if it's because people are just tired of the underdog story, or if it was because they said they were national champions last year, or if people are just over sort of the group of five whining when it's quite clear they're not going to get it. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
I think it's probably all those things, but I also think that everybody kind of accepts the fact that I would like to see UCF have a shot, but am I going to give UCF a shot over Georgia or Ohio State or LSU? I'm speaking in generalities, okay, at this moment, but some of these more powerhouse programs that have been there and played tough schedules, I think everybody's accepted the current situation as the group of five is just not going to get in. Now, if they play a rugged non-conference schedule, if they can manage a way to make that happen, and if they steamroll everybody along the way, which I can't help but go back to beating Memphis 31-30, beating Temple 52-40, you know, like I think there were chances for beating Navy 35-24. There were chances for UCF to assert its dominance, and they just didn't do that. And I just have a hard time getting past that. But I think in order to really have the group of five be it more than just a talking point, and have them actually have a path to a 4-team playoff, it's just never going to happen. That's why I think eight teams is inevitable at some point in time. I wouldn't expect it any faster than like a decade. But the scenario that I painted, where two SEC teams, an independent and an ACC team, you'll have the Pac-12, Big 12, Big 10, all pretty upset about that. You would have the Big Ten in particular, a power East Coast big money conference with Jim Delaney starting to, you know, pitch against that, you could start to see some change. But you have to have, I mean, the five conference champions, just they just have to have an avenue in.
Right.
The group of five has to have a real avenue in. The ability to pick a couple at-larges gives the committee an opportunity to kind of shape that field a little bit. It's where we're headed, but it's just complex to get there.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what
– Washington State, too, by the way, is one of the hottest teams in college football.
Yeah.
And they don't have a shot as it is right now.
No, they don't. Even if they would beat Washington this week, I don't think it matters. Because at this point, they're just too, you know, it's just the way it sets up, you're just too far back. I mean, you can't leapfrog. In an 18 playoff, I think they would definitely be in. But in this current setup, no, I don't think they have a chance unless there's absolute craziness at the top, which just doesn't seem likely. So, yeah, ultimately, you're right. We are probably going to go there sooner rather than later. You said a decade. I think in 5 years we're there. I really do. I mean, I think the next round of contracts are up for TV in either 21 or 22. Seems like a logical time to make that step. Yeah.
So I think most years at year's end, or at least at this point, you are starting to get separation. There's a decent chance that you have your unbeatens, which include UCF. You have a bunch of one-loss teams. If Oklahoma can win out, I mean, if Georgia wins out, that's kind of that's key to everything. And if Michigan beats Ohio State, you're going to have 7, 8, 9 one-loss or better teams.
Yeah.
And that's been a real deciding factor. Penn State back in 2016. For all the things you can say about their resume, the fact that they lost twice kept them out.
Right.
And the fact that you're going to have a good one-loss team probably be at home for the college football playoff.
Yeah, it's looking that way. I mean, I think that there's almost no way around it at this point. I mean, you look at the remaining schedule and the teams that are left, that's pretty much where we're at this point. So, yeah, someone's going to get left home. I still think it's Georgia. I don't know if I put Oklahoma in the good category. I think they're
– Well, what if they beat West Virginia this weekend on the road and then they beat – Texas. I know West Virginia's got beat by Oklahoma State. It kind of takes the luster off that a little bit. And then they beat Texas in the Big 12 championship game. They don't have a case to get in over a one-loss Michigan or a one-loss Georgia, but they have a case to be outraged if they don't.
Yeah, agreed. So, again, ultimately, you're right. It will push us closer and closer to the inevitable.
Well, we'll see what happens. Ultimately, all you can do is wait for things to shake out. You try to predict this stuff before it happens. You look like a fool. But at the end of the day, we're real close to the end of the season. This picture is starting to take shape. And I like the way that it's going to be chaotic enough to start some discussion towards an 18 playoff. We'll see what happens. Enjoy the viewing this weekend. Thanks for tuning in. You can always check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. And be sure to download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.